Blog Talk Radio.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown, and welcome to the Cy Brown Morning Show. I just got in from taking a spin class before the sun even came up. So thankfully, I had everything ready for the show today so I could spend as much time with my gym homies as possible. I will say this. Let me just say before I get into today's show, today we're talking about the benefits and the different types of yoga. I think yoga is so incredibly important. But you know what? I still get nervous and I still get butterflies when I host this show. You know, once I program the show and, you know, your show will go live in 5 seconds, four, three. Like, I literally had butterflies this morning. Today is July 1st. Let me just share this. Today is July 1st, 2015. I started this show as Life Remixed Radio on June 26th, 2008. That was 7 years ago. I just hit my 7-year anniversary doing this show. And I still get butterflies. I guess that's a good thing, right? I don't know. It has to be a good thing. But I still get nervous. You know, I still want to make sure I'm bringing you the best show every day. I want to make sure that the information is real and relevant. And, you know, you all, people who have been following me since June 26, 2008, you know, I took a little bit of a break when my mom passed away from ovarian cancer, and man, my listeners stuck with me through that very dark time. That was a tough one. But I'm not trying to make this morning show dark, but I just reflected a moment. Like, it literally just hit me as the show was getting ready to come on the air that I'm still a giggling little girl, that I'm blessed to have the opportunity to host a podcast every single day. Like, that's real. So I just got a little choked up for a second. You got to bear with me. You know this is how I roll. But I don't take it lightly that you spend time with me every morning. So thank you very, very much. Today we're talking about the different types of yoga and the benefits of yoga. You know, I put on Facebook in a blog post about a week ago explaining my transition from my previous career to the one that I have now. And actually, you know what, let me log in really quickly, and I'm going to read it, because that was kind of the impetus for today's show. So here is my post. Posted it on June 29th at 7:34 in the morning. For years, I was a publicist and lecture management agent. After several life-changing conversations, the death of my mom from ovarian cancer, and many, many yoga classes, I changed careers to become a full-time certified personal trainer, certified sports nutritionist, and health professional. The Cy Brown Morning Show is no longer focused on news and politics, but on health, fitness, and wellness. I hope you have followed me and continue to support my life's work. Hashtag fitness is my life. Hashtag thank you. And I have, at this point, over 160 likes and a couple of shares, which, you know, for me, that's a lot, I guess. You know, I'm on Facebook with close friends. So that was pretty, it was coming from a nice, warm, fuzzy place. But the key of it is many, many yoga classes. Something happens when you practice yoga. Like, you don't do yoga, you practice yoga. And I didn't realize how life-changing yoga really is. I worked with a woman after Hurricane Sandy here in New York. My office was in Hoboken, and after Hurricane Sandy, the office was ruined, and I couldn't find space to run my wellness center. And so I contacted some friends, and they recommended that I give this woman, Gillian Bell, a call. And she runs the Urban Yoga Foundation in Harlem. So I reached out to Gillian, and I said, hey, listen, because of Hurricane Sandy, yada, 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 I don't have a place to run my wellness center. She's like, girl, come here. And at that time, I was practicing more in the life coaching area as opposed to what I'm doing now, like the fitness piece. And so Gillian let me work out of the Urban Yoga Foundation, and that was my very first time taking a yoga class. Oh, let me tell you, when you get on that mat and you bend and contort your body into these poses, you have a spiritual awakening. It probably sounds crazy, but let me explain. We underestimate the power of our bodies. You know, women push a baby out of a teeny weeny little hole that a penis goes into. And so that is miraculous enough. But the things that we can do with our body, the stretching and the twisting, it makes you more aware of life, and it makes you more aware of what you can actually accomplish in life, because while you're on that mat, you are connecting your mind, your soul, and your body with each other. So at that point, your mind is saying, Saida, put your left foot out, lean forward, put your right hand up, and then bring it back. So when you're going into warrior pose and you're going into different poses, your mind is processing, your body is settling, you're focusing on your posture. You're like, wow, I can do this. Something magical happens when you practice yoga. So I use the word magical very specifically. So many of you know I've written 3 Christian-based books, From Hip Hop to Heaven, From Hip Hop to Heaven for Girls, and Can Hip Hop Be Holy? I was the youth director of my church, and I was very involved with Christianity for a big portion of my life. And so one of my Christian brethren said, Saida, we want to shoot a segment for my TV show at the time, or a web show. And I said, well, I'm working out of the Urban Yoga Foundation, and they have amazing spaces, this beautiful historic brownstone on Shriver's Row in Harlem. Come here. So she came, looked at the space. We took pictures. We, you know, staged the set in our minds, and then it was time to come shoot. She sent invitations out to her guests with the address, and when the guests showed up, they all were like, I cannot believe you have this interview in a yoga studio. And I was so taken aback. The way the brownstone was set up, for those of you who may not be familiar with the way brownstones are set up in New York City, it's, you know, they're not very wide. So when you walked in, there was this beautiful open area that had pocket doors. That was the living room. They had pocket doors that led to the dining room that you walked through, and then there was this kitchen. And then through the kitchen was the backyard. That's on the first floor. So you walk in, there's a living room, open the pocket doors, there's a dining room, go through another door, there's a kitchen. On the second floor was a yoga studio and then an office, a pretty good-sized office. And then the third floor was the living quarters where the owner of Urban Yoga Foundation resided with her daughter, and it was just a beautiful place. Do you know the Christians had an absolute fit that this lady would do the taping for her Christian show in a yoga studio or in a place that practiced yoga because they felt it was witchcraft? And I was like, huh? I felt so bad because the woman who I was working with at the time, she was like, Saida, I'm so sorry. They feel so incredibly uncomfortable. They feel that yoga is witchcraft and yoga is sorcery. And I was like, so taken aback. That's what some people believe. And I can't knock you for what you believe. And I'm sure in some faraway places there was some tie-in of witchcraft and sorcery to yoga. But that's the same with so many other things. I don't know if you've been into a Pentecostal church on a Sunday morning and somebody catches the Holy Ghost and they start running up and down the aisle and doing backflips. Some would say that's witchcraft and sorcery too. Please, I'm in New Orleans all the time. And that is steeped in voodoo. But if, you know, I believe you have to extract from things what you want to take away. And so it was a bad situation. It was a very tense and terse set that day. We got through the taping. You know, the saints left. I said, thank you for coming. I was gracious. You know, they were offered tea. But it was just a very prickly situation. So, I mean, I realized at that point how controversial yoga could be perceived as. But, you know, ultimately, I believe the purpose of yoga is to lead a person, the person practicing it, to a higher state or realization of who they are. That's your ultimate reality, to get in touch with who you are. And I say practice, you hear me keep saying practice very deliberately, because it is a practice. You can't just do yoga one day and get it, because you're so focused on so many other things. And by the way, if you don't, when you're new, you will be sore the next day. But, you know, it refers to the gradual yoking of yourself through this discipline that connects your mind, your body, and your spirit. And so in addition to the effects of yoga, just the benefits are countless. I could think of 10 benefits of yoga right now off the top of my head. But one is like your level of flexibility. I had my appendix taken out, I believe it was in 2012. I'm almost positive it was 2012. And at that point, I had been practicing yoga, and everyone was like, Sai, you are going to be laid up in this bed for 4 to 6 weeks. After a week and a half, well, after a couple of days, I was already up and walking around. So after a week and a half, you have to go back to the doctor and, you know, check and everything. And I said, listen, I feel great. Can I at least start taking yoga or Pilates or something? And he said, yeah. And my doctor told me one of the reasons I was able to heal so quickly is because I have been taking yoga. The increased flexibility, the definition of my muscles, all of those reasons, or some, you know, those two reasons most specifically aided in my ability to heal more quickly from my appendectomy. I mean, yoga works through all of the muscle groups, gives you increased range of motion. I mean, it strengthens your body, it leans you out, it develops so many areas of your body that you didn't even think you were able to develop. You know, my muscle definition is, I think it's pretty good, I must say. I just posted a picture on Facebook of me working out while I was traveling these past couple of weeks, and I think my muscles look great. And I have to attribute that to yoga, as well as consuming a lot of protein, insane amounts of protein. But, you know, I just want to get into a couple of the main parts of yoga, just so you kind of get it. The main one that is done pretty much at gyms and things like that is the Hatha yoga, and that one really focuses your posture. That's one of the most popular. Like, if you look at a gym schedule, it'll probably say Hatha yoga, and it's considered your body's vehicle to the soul. So it uses physical poses, breathing techniques, and meditation to bring your body in alignment. This is a very spiritual form of yoga, and it results in your body unifying with your soul, and it aims to make your body perfect with life. So that's the gist of Hatha yoga. There's another one that I want to talk about is Jiva Mukti. You know, most of you guys know I am in the Jersey City area, just outside of New York, and there is a place called the Jiva Mukti Yoga Center. I haven't been there, but it's my intention to get there. And Jiva Mukti, the one that I've seen on this schedule, like, they have a series of poses that are just repeated. And it's really best for the five tenets of tolerance towards all forms of religious beliefs. A lot of yogis or people that practice yoga are vegans, vegetarians, and Jiva Mukti really reinforces that spirit of what that form of yoga is designed to do. It encourages students to find a state of enlightenment in and out of the actual practice of yoga. And so that's a really, Jiva Mukti is definitely on a spiritual tip, as most yoga actually is. There's also Bikram yoga. And, you know, this form of yoga is really designed for hot. You sometimes hear about hot yoga. The heat is turned up in some places to nearly 105 degrees and 40% humidity. And that's how it is in an official Bikram yoga class. And it goes through 26 basic yoga postures, and each one is performed twice. So that's another type of yoga. In this type of yoga, this hot yoga, it's said that you can burn from 350 to 600 calories in one class. It's a very slow-moving, muscle-developing, calorie-burning workout because it's so deeply intense. Like, it's a very intense form of yoga. So So that's another form of yoga. Let me tell you about two more. Tantra yoga. Has anybody ever heard about tantric sex? It's like this really, look it up. I'm not going to get into it right now, but look into tantric sex. It's like that's a very stimulating form of intercourse between two people, three people, whatever you want. But that's a very stimulating form of a sexual experience, and tantra yoga is similar to that. It's very, very misunderstood, and this is the one that people think of as sorcery and witchcraft and magic spell. Because I know with tantric sex, you lay on a table, and people can actually, or a person can actually, run their hand about. I'm doing it now, trying to envision this so I can explain it verbally. You know, maybe about 6 to 8 inches above your body, and it involves energy. It just really involves the energy from the giver and energy from the receiver. And this form of yoga is where people think the sorcery comes in. It's perceived as being sexual, and it's really, it can be, everything is perception. Everything can be twisted from what it was originally designed to do. But tantra is basically the knowledge concerning tattva, truth, which means truth in Sanskrit. And it utilizes rituals to respectfully experience the sacred part of everything we do, not just sex, although sex is part of it. And so what happens is this form of yoga is designed to just increase awareness. And there is an element of sex to it, but not sex in the form of what we're perceiving as two people being intimate. It's designed to change your energy, awaken your energy, ignite something inside of you. And so when that happens and people don't quite get it, that's where the sorcery and, oh, this is some kind of spell comes in. And it really can't be further from the truth. The last one I wanted to share with you, and there's many, many more. You know, there's so many different types of forms of yoga, and you can look them up. But I wanted to just kind of touch today on some of the basics and then some of the ones that helped me transition from being a lecture management agent to a health professional, just because I love yoga so much. Karma yoga, which many people are familiar with, karma, kind of what goes around comes around. You reap what you sow, what you put out, you get back. Well, karma yoga believes that our present situation is based on our past actions. So, you know, I said to my children so many times, the lives we lead are based upon the decisions that we make. So what we have today is a result of what we did yesterday, last week, a year ago. So if you have the money in the bank, it's probably because you made some different decisions versus, you know, instead of spending it a year ago or 2 weeks ago. So, you know, karma yoga is about service. It's about the path of service. So this particular form of yoga requires you to be selfless with your body, selfless with your energy, and it works. The poses and moves, and it works to change your actions, your mind, your body, and your spirit towards good thoughts, good deeds, good words, and shifting your consciousness to good. And this one involves chanting, your poses, all of these aspects of this particular form of yoga, karma yoga, are designed to shift your future based on today. So look that one up. There's tons more. I am definitely not a yoga expert. That's not my area of expertise. But what I do know is yoga changed my life. And so I'm sharing with you through my experiences and through the things that I've learned over my years in personal fitness and training and nutrition and just the mind, body, soul, spirit connection, that yoga will change your life. If there's not a place for you to practice yoga near you, you can shoot me an email, because I have this amazing Tai Chi program that I offer on my website, and you can order it and you can practice at home. There's also tons and tons and tons of videos on YouTube that can really, you just put yoga 101 or yoga for beginners, and it'll walk you through the basic poses and the primary steps you need to take so you can begin to practice yoga. One last thing I want to share with you is meditation is really important. Meditation is so important. Just in life, it's important that you try to center yourself. I had to make some very major life-changing decisions these last couple of years, and I don't know how in the world I would have made these decisions if I wasn't centered, if I wasn't focused, if I wasn't able to recall the spirit of my body while I was, you know, when I had previously practiced yoga, like getting into that sacred space to be able to make decisions with clarity. You know, sometimes in life we make really bad and jacked up decisions because we don't know how to clean out our mental clutter to be able to make clear, concise, swift decisions. So meditation and yoga and aligning your mind and your body and your spirit, I believe, are really the first steps to becoming a whole person. So just my thoughts. We probably went over a little bit of time today, but it's all good. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I always say that because I'm grateful and I'm appreciative, so we probably did go over a little bit of time today. But so what? Big deal. Boo-boo. Oh, well. It's my podcast, and I can do what I want to do. So thank you so much. Always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, but we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.